Hi there. The word for you today is on living fearlessly. In Isaiah 41 verse 9, we read, "You are my servant. I have chosen you." Have you ever wondered how animal trainers can control a 5-ton elephant and keep it from running away? Well, they do it by controlling the animal's thinking. When a baby elephant is being trained, a rope is put around its leg and tied to a wooden post, secured in the ground. The elephant, which is not yet very strong, pulls at the rope but is unable to break it or to pull up the post. Eventually it gives up. From that point forward, when the elephant's leg is secured, it believes it cannot get away, even though it's fully capable of escaping and has been for a long time. Interesting, huh? You see, it remembers its struggle. That's one reason it's often said elephants never forget. And you know what? You and I are like that too. Our thinking limits us just as the elephants does. Usually it's because of fear. The truth is, fear can steal your dreams. You may be afraid of failure. You may be afraid of rejection. You may not want to make a fool of yourself. You may be afraid of trying because you believe you can't succeed. Listen to me. If you give in to these thoughts and believe that you can't achieve your dream, you'll be right. You'll be right, and therefore unable to achieve it. Often what we fear has no connection whatsoever to reality. But here's the good news. Fear can be overcome. Did you hear me? The first step to overcoming it is to believe God when he says to you, and I quote, are you listening? "You are my servant. I have chosen you. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." What a promise. That's a promise you can take to the bank. That's a promise you can stand on, step out in faith on, and do what God's called you to do.